I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. There are many ways to tell a story. Guillermo Nohechoiz decided to tell his family's story through music, and mostly without words. He had plenty of material to work with. In 1933, before the ravages of World War II, his grandmother fled Poland, taking Guillermo's then-young father, Noé, with her. They moved to Argentina, built a new life there. Noé would later marry, and soon after, Guillermo was born. Guillermo Nohechoiz would eventually from Buenos Aires to the U.S., where he attended Berklee College of Music here in Boston. And now he also directs the acclaimed International Jazz Ensemble at Cambridge Ringe and Latin High School, across the river from our studio. But when he launched this new musical project with his ensemble El Eco, Nohechoiz entered uncharted territory. It's called Puerto de Buenos Aires, 1933.
This was born, you know, a few years ago when I was visiting Buenos Aires. I was visiting my dad, and we had to move, you know, his art studio, and I opened a drawer, and I found this very old passport, you know, which is actually inside the CD, and it was straight from Eastern Europe, from Poland. And all of a sudden I said, wow, this is really powerful. And it had the photo of my grandmother and his photo when he was 3 years old.
Right. This is one of these passports where the family's photos are all in one book.
That is correct. Yeah. It was really mind-blowing. And also the cover was the company, the steamboat that brought them to Buenos Aires in the 1930s. So it was so powerful that I decided to, you know, do some more research and start to write some music about that. Trains is the only song with lyrics, and it's also in 7/4, so it's very unsettling, you know, and it's intense. It has some tango roots, but it doesn't. It also has some rock driving force, you know, in there.
Come, my son, we must go very far. Time has come for us to leave our home.
And it's also very literal. I mean, it's, you hear the mother saying, come, my son, we need to go.
We need to get out of here now, going to France, to Bordeaux, where they boarded a steamboat. I'm going to take you to our new land. It's Buenos Aires. It's going to be our new home. I hope, you know, they greet us there with open arms, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a cry for help, you know, so we need to go. Time to go.
'33, though, is still pretty early, right?
Right. They weren't fleeing the Holocaust. They were fleeing the economic hardships in Europe. So Argentina apparently was, you know, had jobs, you know, and so was appealing to immigrants. Mm. So they locked out, basically.
Right.
Yeah. And the rest of my family perished in the concentration camps.
Was it difficult for you as a musician, as a composer, as a percussionist to assign musicality to something like your family's story, which is so literal?
It was difficult. It was a very challenging project. And finally, I said to myself, I'm going to write from the point of view of my own experience, you know, imagining, you know, what, how they felt and what that process was. And I tried to connect spiritually to what they were feeling. I tried imagining. Fortunately, the internet has a lot of films available on those years, you know, what went on in the ghetto, you know, the Warsaw ghetto, you know, years after. And I was thinking about not only them, but everyone, you know. There's a tune, the first one in the track, which is called Milonga para los Niños, or Milonga for the Children. I just imagine children, you know, in those years. But I also, this story is so current now with, you know, what we see in the news,
right,
of people going from, you know, crossing the Mediterranean, some of them dying.
It's kind of hard to tell from the song titles on the album, but maybe they talk to us in some way. Like, I think of a composition like The Possibility of Change. kind of minor key, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And I was wondering about what happens to your family after they get to Argentina, like how they dealt with the feelings of survivor's guilt, perhaps, in this whole transition to a new world, this uncertainty. How did you communicate that in this project?
I tried to imagine the music that they were hearing when they arrived in the 1930s, 1933, 34, 35, etc., in their process. You know, I know for a fact that they were all living in one room, because, you know, they were trying to establish themselves. And then little by little, they, you know, they changed, acquired a bigger apartment and so on and so forth.
So along with the photo of the passport of your grandmother and your dad, there's also this photo in the album liner notes.
Right.
You mentioned at the port of Buenos Aires. Is this the port? It looks like a market or a wharf, or it's just a crowd of people.
It's a crowd of people, you know, in Buenos Aires. It was obviously an archive photo because we don't have any photos when they arrived. It's a photo of chaos, and that's why the tune title, Puerto de Buenos Aires, is very chaotic. It uses this rhythm from Argentina called chacarera. Mainly a lot of chaos, people speaking different languages, you know, the Argentinians trying to communicate with them, misspelling last names, and all of the above, you know. So that's what that photo represents.
So, Guillermo, full disclosure, you teach at Cambridge Ringe and Latin High School, the public high school in Cambridge, that my own kid goes to. And there have been some episodes of anti-Semitism, stuff scrawled on bathroom walls.
Yes, in the last 2-3 years. It's true.
What's been your reaction to not simply the anti-Semitic stuff, but also just the overall tone in this country right now?
I'm very concerned, actually. I think, you know, a lot of the racism and stereotyping and stuff like that are coming into the surface. I think the climate of the country right now is allowing for people to do that. And I'm concerned. I'm really concerned. I hope it's just a period and it will pass. And I hope we don't have to come back to what my grandmother had to go through, you know.
Well, Guillermo, thanks very much for being with us. It's a wonderful project, wonderful album. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
By the way, our Otherhood podcast also takes a dive this week into that same high school, Cambridge Ringe in Latin, looking at recent issues there around race. It's a powerful episode. Look for it wherever you get your podcasts or at PRI.org. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. We'll be back with you right here tomorrow.